Whoopsie, it is Thursday. My voice note got tapped because I tapped my foot. Anyhow, it is Thursday, January. Let me see if my brain's working. 19th. I believe that's right. Is that right? Oh, damn, January 19th. Oh, it's a big day. It's a big day. I'll tell you why. Because in June 2017, January 19th, I quit nursing, kind of. But that's a story for another day. But right now, let's talk about how you... No, it is not Heaven on Earth Day, but it is Meditation Day. So, if you're new, we talk about mental fitness. What is mental fitness? Mental fitness is four concepts that if you implement on a daily, moment-by-moment basis, you will live Heaven on Earth, because Heaven is a state of mind. Hell is a state of mind. I've been in hell before, and it ain't fun. But you need to go through hell in order to get to heaven. Because there's no such thing as one-sided argument. Because life is just perspective. What you deem as negative is actually a positive. Because we see in the world some of these people, like the Pfizer president. I watched the video earlier today. Him getting being asked about the effectiveness of the Pfizer vaccine. The Pfizer vaccine. And he did not want to answer because he knows it's not effective. It is not 100% efficacy. So, there is evil and there is good. But here we're going to focus on mental fitness and how you have to radically accept that there is evil and there is good. You have to utilize the growth mindset to change your situation, to fix what you deem is not good. And then mindfulness is how you live heaven on earth. Mindfulness is about focusing on the present moment. So right now I'm doing a workout and it's a little chilly, but it's not that bad. But I know that eventually this cold will end and I'll be in a warm shower, taking a warm shower. Excuse the background noise, but I'm out here. We doing it. But today, it is Thursday, so we talk about meditation. And we always go back to meditation. Let me tell you all a story about meditation. So everyone thinks that meditation is like a yogi doing, sitting on a mountaintop going to meditate. But if you really think about it, if you're on social media right now, you are kind of doing meditation. Because a lot of people, me myself included, when I was depressed, anxious, suicidal, didn't like myself, and because that's all just a perspective. Confidence, self-esteem, that's all just in the imagination. Fear is in the imagination. So there were so many things I was afraid of, but now looking back, you know how they say hindsight is 20/20? Hindsight's like 50/50. I don't even know if there's eyesight like that. But if you know, we actually only see like 1% or 10% of the actual light spectrums. So I'm looking right now and I see light, but what am I not seeing? So I'm walking by a place where I experience the coolest thing. Back in the day, last year in 2022, because it's 2023 right now, January 19th, but I experienced something where I'm like, damn, there are more to this world. I'm walking by the bridge, but there are more to this world. We are electricity. We are energy. Everything is energy. So Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, they're not secret anymore because it's being revealed to us by God, the creator, Gaia. She is revealing it to us. God is a woman. God is a frequency, whatever God is to you. But the secrets are being revealed to us. And Nikola Tesla, who was basically, his ideas, I believe, were hindered, and they put Einstein in there because I think they lied to us about a lot of things. Religion, our superpowers, human beings' abilities. And that's why exercising is super critical. Being mindful and shutting your brain off, because when we shut our brains off, we can actually do a lot more. So back to meditation. So meditation is different for everybody. So people are on social media, they go on there to get in the moment, to get out of the moment that they're in. So when you turn your mind off, you're escaping this reality. So we don't see everything, right? So are we really in a dream state right now? And when we go to sleep, we're actually in the real world, because our imagination is just that. It's a dream state. So we can imagine something and create it. So the shirt that you have on, if you have a shirt, or hopefully you have underwear on, or maybe in your bed naked, If you're listening to this, wherever you are, whatever you have right now in front of you, you have to have thought about that in your imagination in order to have it. So right now I have a sweater on, and I have to have thought about this Arte sweater that I have on in order to have got it, right? I went to Missouri. No, we went to, where was it? It was in Nashville. I picked up the sweater. So everything that you have in your life is a product of your thoughts. So mental fitness, thoughts create mental. The mental is created by thoughts, right? The fitness is the physical product of what you think. So your life is a reflection of your thoughts. So it all starts with mentality. And in terms of meditation, meditation is key because we get so much inputs from everybody. Do this, you should be doing this. When we turn our minds off, we're actually speaking. So your higher consciousness is your authentic voice of God. So that's why meditation is so important, because when you listen to your higher consciousness, because human beings are human beings are inherently, that's the word I'm looking for, inherently negative, inherently bad, because we function off our lower instinct. We want to have sex. We want to reproduce. That's all we want. We want to leave this world not being forgotten. And everything that you do is to reproduce, to meet a mate and reproduce, spread the information that you have onto the next generation. And I was talking with my friend, Zachary. What up, Zach? Zachary. And he was saying that his kid is so empathic that when he wakes up his younger brother, he starts to like cry and get so mad, because we are passing on our genetic makeup to the next generation when we have babies, right? So they say that, I don't know, don't quote me on this, but I learned somewhere that about 10 generations back, it's all in your DNA. Like all the trauma, all the information from 10 generations back is in your DNA. So if you have a kid right now, that kid is implanted with a lot of different things. And I'm going to plug in Allison Lager. What up, Allison? I always plug in her book because her book is amazing. It's called The Wake Up Call. She's going to be on the podcast hopefully soon, but she's a busy woman out in, she runs Lager Consulting. I'll tag it in this comment. And she also has a podcast so you guys can listen to. I'll tag it as well. But she basically talks about in her book, which I believe we are a product of unconscious programming. So our brain is like a supercomputer, and we have been programmed from generations in the past. Our parents, our friends, our environment is very key. I'm plugging in my book, The Belief Algorithm. Environment is one of the chapters. Our environment, your physical environment, your mental environment is very key. That's why I'm cleaning out everything. Who you hang around with, you become. So that's why her book is so amazing, because it gets you to write out your subconscious programming. You're like reprogramming your mind through doing the activities in her book. My book also has similar things. I haven't actually read it in a while, but it's pretty genius. I was looking through it. It's not genius. It's just regurgitation of things that are like have been around for centuries. Nothing new. But her book actually gets you to do activities that tap into your subconscious mind. So that's why I recommend her book to everybody. I actually bought her book for like $1.50 Canadian. It's 99 cents USD, but it was $1.50 Canadian just to support her. And I'm like, oh, I have the Kindle version. I started reading it, did the activities. I'm like, oh, okay. All this stuff is in my subconscious. I'm like, what if I become a millionaire or a trillionaire? I'm like, I don't deal with the devil. I don't play with the devil. But people will think I am like doing devil worship and doing evil things. When in reality, we know that money is a byproduct of helping. So sales is not, you're not a sleazy salesman right now. Okay, everybody eats, right? Hopefully. So when you go to get food, are they selling you on it? They don't have to sell you on it because they're fulfilling a need. So people who coach, people who, I don't know, for instance, First Form, a supplement company, they don't have to sell you on their product because their product tastes amazing and it's fulfilling a need, because a lot of people are deficient in, for instance, micronutrients, are deficient in vitamin A. They're not getting their protein. So if you want to get fit, that's one of a lot of people's New Year's goals. What you have to do is exercise at least 30 minutes a day, eat your protein. Protein is key. So 1 gram per ideal weight. So if you want, I've said this on numerous podcasts, but I got to repeat it because people aren't realizing the importance of protein. Protein is a building block of life. It's basically who you are. So if you want to be 150 pounds, or if you're a woman, you want to be 125, whatever, say 125, you eat 1 gram, so 125 grams of protein per your ideal weight. But if you want to amp that up to 1.5 grams, so 125 times 1.5, which is, I don't know, I can't do math. So 125 plus 75, so 100 and about 80 grams of protein a day. That's how you get lean muscle mass. You help lose weight. Carbs are important too, because people are like, oh my God, I can't eat carbs, but you need to eat carbs as well. But the four key ingredients is drink your water. Have a gallon of water at least a day. You might be peeing all the time like me. It's annoying, but a gallon of water. Track your macros and micros, so protein, carbs, fats, and then exercise 30 minutes a day, drink your water, and eat your protein. So those are the four key components of like being getting fit. Exercise, protein, intake, track your macros, because if you can't track it, you don't know if there's any improvements. That's why people track their weight. If you don't know that you lost 5 pounds, then you don't know that you lost 5 pounds. And then just drink your water. Those are the three or four key components. So get back to meditation. So meditation can be anything. So if you do yoga, if you, I don't know, if you like to fix things, work on cars, you like to walk, you like to go in nature, you like to play piano, there's so much things that you could do that's meditative that puts you in the moment. Because the cliches of, if you're depressed, you're focused on the past. Listen, you can't change the past. That's why radical acceptance is the first step. To get from where you want to go, like for instance, if you're in a car and you got to go to work, you got to radically accept that you're at home right now and that you got to drive to work. So if you don't radically accept that you're at home, then you're going to just stay there and not get to work because you're like, oh, I got to go to work, but I'm not accepting that I have to actually get in my car. I have to get up and go in this cold, right? So that's why radical acceptance is important. But yeah, today's episode is about meditation. And in terms of meditation, everybody thinks meditation is super hard, but like I'm meditating right now on my walk, listening to the water. Not sure if you can hear it because I have the things in, but there's water, right? I'm in the moment. I'm not worried about the things I got to do today. I'm not worried about the bills that I got to pay, the bills that are overdue. I'm not worried about that because it's going to get done. Like, listen, a lot of people are like super scared. I learned about a woman, unfortunately, in an Uber like a month or so ago. She's a single mom. She killed her kid and her jumped in front of a train because she couldn't pay her bills. But listen, if you can't pay your bills, it's not the end of the world. It's not physically threatening. And that's the issue that right now is going on. People are on social media. They think their perception, like they're worried about people's perception of them. And they think that's going to physically harm them. Listen, if I look stupid, I don't care. I don't care what you think about me. I used to care, but that's people pleasing. In reality, no one's thinking about you. They're worried about having to take a deuce. They're worried about taking care of their kids. They're worried about their own bills. They're worried about their perception, other people's perception of them. So in reality, everybody's selfish, and that's not a bad thing because we're human beings. As I said earlier, we want to spread our genes. We want to live forever and not be forgotten. That's why people do what they do. That's why everybody does what they does. Because they don't want to be forgotten. People just want to be seen and heard. And I mentioned this before on a podcast. My mentor, Ed Milet, he said it yesterday too on our art day call. He's like, if you go into a hostage negotiation, he went to train some hostage negotiators. And there's statistics, a 3-year study that says if you actually see the negotiators and ask them, why did you take this hostage? There's a 200% likelihood of actually getting the hostages back and saving their life or like getting them, recovering them. So imagine you had a 200% guarantee that you will pass on your gene, you will get better. By doing the things that I mentioned in terms of mental fitness, radically accepting where you are, utilizing the growth mindset, meditation and mindfulness. So yesterday I had a call with my Legionnaire group from First Form, and I mentioned about Brock. Brock said before on a call back in the day that he realizes that his work is so important because he's saving a life. Because for instance, if you help somebody lose 100 pounds or 200 pounds, you're literally saving that person's life. You're giving them years back because if they're that heavy, they might have a heart attack and literally fall, drop dead. And guess the impact that that's going to have on their family, their friends, their communities. Like, that's going to be a tremendous impact negatively on them. Even though I don't believe anybody truly dies, because they always live on in us. Because, for instance, Kobe Bryant, we still talk about him. Michael Jackson, they still listen to his music. Elvis, everybody, they are still iconic. MLK Day was 3 days ago. People still talk about him and his impact. So I don't believe anybody truly dies. But that's just the perspective that I have. But Brock said, he's like, he goes to work every single day. And I have to gotta get that perspective. It's like, we're here in the business of saving lives, of helping people transform their life. That's what First Form is about. It's about our mission for First Form is to basically work every single day to transform one life at a time. And even right now, I'm limping, but I'm just working on taking one step at a time. That's all you could do. And that's why meditation is so important. It gets you to quiet down your mind and realize that the only moment that matters is right now. Because if you're living in the past, you're depressed. And if you're focused on anxious of the future, you shouldn't be anxious of the future because you have control right now in this moment. So if you want to, for instance, deal with your bills, you got to make that call. Look at your bank account. A lot of people avoid this stuff, and I avoid it in the past too. But when you look at it and do it, you're like, oh, it's not that hard. It didn't take that long. If you stop getting distracted with social media, that's why I turn my phone off. I turn my notifications off. I'm not being bothered when I'm working or I'm like with somebody. Put my phone off, turn it around, you know. It's hard to do all the time because we're addicted to our phones, unfortunately. We are Androids. But yeah, so in terms of first form, so our mission basically is to help real people get real long-term results. And to get long-term results, you have to teach them, educate them. This is why I am doing a podcast every single day to talk about mental fitness. So how can you always choose love? So choose love by not having that cookie, for instance. And if you don't have a cookie, like if you don't eat bad and you just walk every single day for a year, I guarantee you'll get better results. It's about changing your habits. So learn to be in the moment. Learn to focus on what you're focused on. What you focus on, you get. Anyways, I want to just enjoy the rest of this workout, this walk. Today is Thursday, January 19th. I'll tell you the story of January 19th, 2017, when I went to leave nursing, leave children, help partners better together. But yeah, that's for another day. I just remind you to always choose love. Deuces.